Luke stock or leave a little early? Is he okay?
He's limited in practice. You know, he's got a little issue that I think is going to be okay for game day, but we'll see.
Saw Doug Martin come out late with a sleeve on his right knee. I don't know if just maybe I haven't noticed that before. Is that new, and or is there anything going on with him?
No. No, he's good.
How's Carl Nix today?
Pretty good. Yeah, limited. You know, he didn't do a full workload.
Are you anxious to have a lineup with Carl Nix and Devin Joseph? You haven't had that, have you?
No, not yet. Yeah, it'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll happen Sunday.
With those two big bodies in there, at their skill level, what does that do for a team overall?
I don't know. We'll see Sunday. We haven't done it yet. Let's find out. You know, I can talk about it, but let's see.
What could you do, or who needs to step up? Do you need an extra guy in the middle of the field, whether it's a tight end or a slot receiver, to provide sort of another target in certain downs? Or, I mean, do you think you've had much production outside of Vincent and Williams?
I mean, we probably would be well served if we could have another guy involved more. We're reading out plays. That's what we do. We read them out and we throw the ball where it's supposed to go. You can tilt the odds in the favor of a guy, but you know defenses have a say in where you go with the ball. So I don't think it's for a lack of trying to be balanced, just kind of playing out that way right now, which is a little weird, right? Because usually they try to take away Vincent, and I'm sure this week there'll be a method to try to take Vincent out of it.
Have there been some opportunities that just haven't, Josh maybe hadn't found them, and they're there, or you just went somewhere else with the ball? I mean, what do you see on film?
Combination. Yeah, we've dropped some too. We've thrown it to other guys and they haven't caught it. We need to catch the ball all the time, you know, consistently when they're catchable. I don't mean the uncatchable ones. I mean the catchable ones.
What are some of the unique challenges in facing a Tom Brady-led offense? It seemed like they had top five receivers from last year in the game this weekend, so it seemed like they're still managing to get things done.
Well, he's a great player, number one. Well coached. They have a very good scheme. Their scheme allows them. I think the one of the strengths, real big strength of their scheme, is it's got the flexibility to exploit someone's weaknesses, whatever the defense's weaknesses may be, schematically or personnel-wise. And Tom's been in that offense for so long that I think he understands it so well that certainly the coaches coach him well, and then in-game operation, I think he can really figure it out very well on his own. So it's a huge challenge, much like when you play a Peyton Manning or a Drew Brees. I mean, you know, that level of guy, it's so demanding on your defense, because you make one mistake, it's usually going to be very, very costly. You know, and the offensive line does a good job protecting them. They have a veteran group that understands the scheme as well. So that's what makes it a huge challenge, both talent and scheme. Well coached, you know, technically very well coached.
But you know, he's not going to play this week or maybe for a few weeks, but fans here don't know much about Derek Landry. He played a lot or was playing a lot. He was getting a lot of snaps. What is it that he was doing well, and what are you going to miss without him?
Well, as you know, we rotate defensive linemen. That's, you know, one of our core beliefs. And, you know, with the exception usually of Gerald, unless he's tired. Derek was providing some quality reps, whether it be run down or pass down. But that's, you know, that's part of football. So now the next guy has got to be able to step up. And, you know, without giving away things, we'll make some moves to get people in position to help there. You know, we don't want to change our philosophy if we can help it. You know, personnel can dictate that sometimes.
Yeah.
Coach, with the scrutiny that Deshaun Goldson is certainly going to be under, mm-hmm. with the suspension deal and the hits, and really your whole defense, how do you balance that fine line between being aggressive and not taking away their natural instinct? Because, I mean, these guys have done this their whole life, probably, played in that style, you know what I mean, hard-hitting kind of guys. But how do you kind of balance that to get them to not commit penalties but still not be over-aggressive also?
We continue to emphasize the legal strike zone where you can hit, and we continue to emphasize playing very, very hard every down, 11 guys. That's really what we just continue to emphasize, and we'll get it, yeah.
Can you emphasize that on the field, or is that something that has to be done kind of when you're watching film, showing targets, or can you can't simulate it because you don't play full speed and hit, you know, in practice?
That's true. But you do, you know, playing very, very hard, 100% we do. We emphasize the heck out of it on the field. There's certain times when a receiver is in a position where he might be, you know, what the quote-unquote defenseless position of a receiver, which I understand. So if that happens, you know, sometimes you'll do a real time. That might be one of those where, you know, but basically it's on video. In the, you know, we video every single thing we do out there. And when we come back in here, when they're done with you guys, they go to meetings and watch that video, and we try to emphasize, and we'll continue to do that until we get it corrected.
You have leaders on the field that you want to lead, but whether it's coming from them or coming from you, what's been the message this week after the two close losses?
Very similar to what it's been from the beginning. You know, we have a lot of good players, a lot of good coaches. Do your job. Everybody's got a role in this organization. Do your job the very best you can, and it'll work itself out. And it does. It always has, and it will this time.
With Landry being out, with no tackles being inactive this past week, is Golston a guy that's shown enough to maybe be active this week and then do something?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see till Sunday. Yeah, we'll see what the best combination of people are. It's a big part of our job is to make sure we get the right guys in the 46.
Greg, how's Kevin Ogletree played? Kind of going off what Rick was talking about, how's that third receiver worked for you so far?
Well, you know, we'd like it to be more productive, but it's not just Kevin. It's whoever that third guy is. Could be a running back for that matter, you know. We're a work in progress. We're getting better. That's why we're out there practicing. Kevin's practicing. Just need to get better.
You've had unprecedented sort of production from your linebackers these first two games. Everybody has, I think, an interception. Every one of them has a sack at this point. I know you had a lot of expectations for Levante and them. Just talk about, you know, what your reaction is to what they're doing on Sunday at a pretty young age.
Well, it's a young age and a young part of the season, too. We're two games in. They've had two good games. You know, as I always talk to them, it's about consistency, and that's what we need to do. We need to perform week in and week out. They're talented guys that have the ability to do things. They can all run. They can all hit. They can all athletically do some things in coverage. But are you going to do it? You know, you're only as good as your last play. So, you know, it's all about New England now. Will they do it against them? You know, that's my challenge, and I know it's their challenge.
Are you preparing for the eventuality that Rob Gronkowski may play? Are you preparing as if he will play on Sunday?
We need to. Need to make sure you're ready for that. You can't control that, but you can be prepared for it.
First couple weeks, I saw like both Graham and Winslow had a lot of yards over the middle there. And what part of the defense is that kind of? I know it's probably a group effort as far as, but what kind of things you need to shore up as far as covering that part of the field?
I don't think there were similarities in the Graham Winslow production. You know, if there was a common thread there, it was an odd. Winslow's reception yards were a little different. One came off a scramble. One, you know, it was a little bit of a different situation. Jimmy Graham, dominant player, turned him loose one time for a big long play. So you know, I don't think there's a theme there, but certainly two good players that had good days against us, and whether it's Rob or their other tight ends. We have to make sure that we always have them accounted for, which, you know, scheme-wise we do, sometimes more tightly than other times.
Greg, as far as penalties go, you look at the top penalized teams so far. San Francisco's up there. Seattle's up there. Obviously, those are considered two of the better teams. So where does that fall in terms of your priorities and in terms of correcting going forward? How much stock do you put in how much that's hurt your team so far?
Well, it's hurt our team. I'm not one that says, you know, we have to be number one in penalties, you know, lowest number of penalties. That's not my belief. I think if you're really playing hard, you can be in the top 10. You know, the ones that bother me are the silly and the selfish penalties. You know, the silly ones are focus penalties, aligning wrong, illegal procedures, those kind of things, false starts, defensive offsides. Those are the ones that really, you know, get under your skin. And then the selfish ones are the celebration or the, not the hard playing personal fouls, but the ones that are as a result of, you know, if it's taunting or celebrating over the top, you know, that to me are the selfish. So those, I group them into those two categories. Playing hard penalties are going to happen if you're playing really hard. We have to, you know, it's well documented. We have to make sure that our playing hard is under control and that we hit people in the strike zone. And that's something we've worked hard on doing. Thanks, guys.